Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. You know, Roland, one of the things you and I have talked about over the course of our broadcast is the basic things of life. And one of the things are things your mother should have told you. I found this on the internet. And I got to tell you, I was absolutely, every now and then I find, you know that, I find these little things that just are wonderful. And this is one of them. If you listen, there are 25 of these things. They're practical uses in the kitchen and so on. But let me just read them. We can chit chat if you will. Store your open chunks of cheese in aluminum foil. It will stay fresh much longer and not mold.
I didn't know that.
And I love cheese. Reheat pizza. I'm one of these. Heat up leftover pizza in a nonstick skillet on top of the stove. Set heat to mid-low and heat still till warm. This keeps the crust crispy. No soggy micro pizza here. And this was seen on one of the cooking channels, and everyone called in about it because everyone has leftover pizza. Broken glass. I'm one of those. I drop things on the floor all the time. Use a wet cotton ball or Q-tip to pick up small shards of glass. After you swept them up, they always hang around the edges of the stove or wherever you. You can't see them easily, but they'll be picked up by the cotton ball and the Q-tip. Small shards.
You put
of
anything
glass.
On that? Like
a little bit of water. That's all it says. Huh. Wet cotton ball. Little water. Right. That's it. It picks them right up. Reducing static cling. We talked about this once before. I tried it and it does work. Pin a small safety pin to the seam of your slip, and you will not have a clinging skirt or dress.
Excuse me. I don't have a slip.
I know you don't. That's another story. Same thing works with slacks. Here we go. That cling when wearing pantyhose. I guess that also applies to women. Place a pin in the slacks, and guess what? Static is gone. I love that one. Anyway, because I used to always have my front pleat somewhere up around my knees. Anyway, and finally, here's one more.
That's age, Carl.
That's
an
age.
That has nothing to do with static
electricity. Get rid of ants. My favorite animals on the planet are always in the house. Put small piles of cornmeal where you see ants. They eat it, take it home, can't digest it, so it kills them. That's interesting.
Really?
And it works, apparently. It may take a week or so, especially if it rains, but it works, and you won't have to worry about pets or small children being harmed by pesticides.
That makes sense.
And there's more. I've got more of these during the course of the week, so I'm going to bring them out because this is just good stuff.
In all seriousness, though, did your mother ever say any of those to you?
Not a clue.
So these are basically mom's tales.
Mom's tales, and if she did, she said it to the next door neighbor, but not to her kids. And I will tell you, I've tried two of them, and they work. They work. On the ants in particular, that works because they come in from our back porch. We tried the cornmeal a week later, all gone. It also worked for those little hanging spider things that come down from the trees. Same thing. You have those little worm-like. Same thing.
They're not spiders. They're inchworms.
Thank you.
Or something else.
On the top of the deck, put them around the deck. The cornmeal, after it rained, always after it rained, and it worked beautifully. They're gone. Totally gone. It's amazing. These little things like this, I love this stuff. I got to tell you, it's common sense, it's practical, and it's approachable, and everyone can do it.
You know, Carl, that I'm an amateur poet.
Yes.
I have
had a very good one.
Three books published of poetry.
Yes.
And I want to share one with today. And it's kind of reminds me of what's going on in the Ukraine now and elsewhere. But anyway, it was entitled Old Woman. I watched her cry, old woman, she, standing where she should not be, in the rubble of what was home, memories crushed beneath the stone. Oh, justify, ye born of womb, the carnage and the massive tomb that war does bring to distant land, though nearer than some understand. See first her tears that have no streak, then watch and hear her silent shriek. That tells of bombs and guns and pain and soiled hopes with red blood stain. An aging face with wailed cries, wrinkled pallor of failed tries, to be a mother keeping peace when the killing will not cease. Do not fear this harmless image. It's another civil scrimmage. Forget its pain and division. Channel change the television.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
It's also a commentary on our dispassionate viewing habits these days. You know, there are times, I don't know about you, but I get emotional and I have to turn it off. I cannot take so much war, carnage, killing.
Gratuitous violence, I call it. It's violence for the sake of violence. And it makes no sense. It doesn't to me.
Well, it shouldn't be. Well, anyway,
we can go on with that one, and well into that. That's another topic.
Well, gratuitous violence you're talking about in our theater, in our dramas.
But it's because they don't know how to write anymore, and that's another story again for another time. But Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith in this time. We're back.
America, weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you. After reports that India has halted plans to introduce a genetically modified eggplant to the market because of science and the general public, we're left to wonder why genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, are in almost all of our food here. In fact, more than 9 out of 10 soybean seeds are not only genetically altered, but come from one corporation, Monsanto. And virtually all the corn you eat may have genes in it from cockroaches to pork. We wonder as Americans why we're not a bit more concerned about the fate of our food system. The European Parliament has famously adopted the world's strongest rules on mandatory labeling of genetically modified foods. Even Egypt has followed suit. Meanwhile, the Senate has unanimously approved funding for more artificial GMOs. Well, now more than ever, organic, right? From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer didn't make his NBA debut until the age of 31. He was a member of the Soviet national team at 17 and won a gold medal at the 88 Olympics. In his prime, many considered him the world's best center.
Shot comes off the play, and Sabonis goes around him for the slam.
So where is Arvydas Sabonis now? After retiring from the Trailblazers in 2003, Arvydas played two seasons with his local Lithuanian team. He's now the team's president, plus he also owns the Arvydas Sabonis Basketball School, which has won two European junior titles. Today, three of Arvydas' sons are among Lithuania's top players.
In fact, the Soviets moving the ball very well, and what a shot by Sabonis using that big body.
Good as gold. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.